This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia in a calibrated response to recent rocket attacks against U.S. targets in Iraq. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control point used by a number of Iranian-backed militant groups, including Kataib Hezbollah and Kataib Saeed al-Shuhada. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden on Thursday had his first phone call as president with Saudi King Salman, promising he would work for bilateral ties as strong and transparent as possible, the White House said. The call came ahead of the expected release of a sensitive U.S. intelligence report on the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there will be future conversations about how the United States will respond to the intelligence report into Khashoggi's murder.
I expect that we will be in a position before long to speak to steps to promote accountability going forward for this horrific crime.
The report is a declassified version of a top secret assessment that sources say singles out the 85-year-old king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, for approving the murder of Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden on Thursday celebrated 50 million COVID-19 vaccines administered since he took office, saying the rollout is weeks ahead of schedule, but warning Americans not to become complacent. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the nation's weeks ahead of the pace he promised, 100 million shots in his first 100 days.
In 5 weeks, America's administered the most shots of any country in the world.
More than 45 million Americans have received at least one dose. More than 20 million are now fully vaccinated with both. The president notes a third vaccine may receive federal approval in coming days, and by late spring, there could be enough vaccine for any Americans who want it.
The more people get vaccinated, the faster we're going to beat this pandemic.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has loosened some of the controls on the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Food and Drug Administration will now allow shipments of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine at standard freezer temperatures. Until now, ultra-cold temperatures from minus 76 degrees to minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit were required for shipments and storage of the frozen Pfizer vaccine vials. The FDA says it has reviewed new data from New York-based Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Based on the new information, the FDA says the Pfizer vaccine can now be transported and stored for up to 2 weeks at temperatures of freezers commonly found in pharmacies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Michigan's Attorney General says John Gettert, a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach, has died by suicide. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Gettert died after Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges were filed against him, including sexual assault and human trafficking.
It is alleged that John Gettert used force, fraud, and coercion against the young athletes that came to him for gymnastics training for financial benefit to him.
Gettert was coach of the U.S. women's team that won a gold medal in 2012 at the London Olympics. Gettert also had ties to former sports doctor Larry Nassar, who's in prison.
The victims suffer from disordered eating, including bulimia and anorexia, suicide attempts and self-harm, excessive physical conditioning.
Nessel says many of these victims still carry these scars from Gettert's behavior to this day. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks took a beating on Wall Street on Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closing lower. The Dow dropped 1.75%. The S&P fell by 2.45%. The NASDAQ plummeted 3.52%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.